The other day we were, I was lying in bed, she let me sleep in, and I found out why later. I woke up and she was sitting on the edge of my bed, and she said, "Honey?" And I said, "Yes." And she goes, "Do you have a good night's nap?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Good, because you got a big day today." And I said, "What's going on?" She goes, "I set up your procedure. You're 50 years old now, and you need your procedure." And I go, "What procedure are you talking about?" And she goes, "You need to be scoped." And I go, "Well, that's just morning breath. I'll go brush my teeth." And she goes, "Not that kind of scope. You need to get your colonoscopy, and you need to call the doctor because it's all set up, and you need to call him and find out what you got to do." And I go, "Oh, God. All right." So now before I get into this story, let me tell you a little something about this business. One of the greatest things in show business is getting recognized for what you do. Whether I'm walking downtown here in Chicago or I'm in the lobby of this wonderful theater and you come up and you go, "Mr. Engvall, we've seen your sitcom. We think it's really funny. We saw your stand-up last night. We laughed so hard we thought we were going to cry." That is the greatest feeling on this planet. And it is a drug that is easy to get addicted to. And that's why God knows that about me. And God gives me what I call little humblers to keep my head in check. Now, basically, there's three types of recognition. There's the, "I know who you look like, but why are you here" look. And that's like if I'm walking through your town in Walmart and you go past me and go like this. No. Then there's the, "Oh my God, it's you" head whip, which is this one. And then there's the crazy fan on his tiptoes going, "That's him right there, right there, right there." And they're all wonderful. About 3 weeks ago, I was in Florida and I was doing a show there and I was sitting at this diner having lunch by myself reading the paper. And you know when you get that feeling that you're being watched? So I'm eating and I look up and about two booths away from me, there's a very pretty lady looking at me and she smiled and I smiled back and it was a recognition look. It wasn't like I'm a hitting on you look. And I went, "Yeah." So I kept eating and she kept looking. I would look up and she'd be looking. I'd look down. And so she finishes her meal and she comes to my booth and sits down across the table from me and didn't say, "Hi, hello, my name is." She just said, "This is what I'm going to tell my husband when he gets home from work today. I'm going to tell him that I had lunch with Jeff Foxworthy." Really, God? Really? Now, all that being said, there are times in your life you'd rather not be recognized, like getting in a fight with a 10-year-old boy in a school bus. The week of my procedure, I called the doctor like my wife told me to, and they said, "Here's what you need to do. We need you to go to the drugstore and pick up a list of items that will aid us in your procedure." And this list of items included two jugs of what we shall call, for lack of a better term, poopin' juice. And basically what this stuff does is it cleans you out of everything you've eaten since you were 5. And then the nurse said, "Now, if those don't work, we're gonna need you to purchase an enema bottle." Now, ladies and gentlemen, I was born with a defect, and you can't see it, but I don't possess that filter that sits between your ear and your mouth. And what it does is when your ear hears something your mouth's not supposed to say, it stops it. I don't have one on either side. So when this little nurse said, "We're gonna need you to purchase an enema bottle," I screamed into the phone, "Who in the hell is gonna give me an enema?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "I'm not gonna give myself one. I know for damn sure my wife won't do it. Hell, she won't even pick my nose. And I don't got a friend close enough, I'd even think about asking." And she goes, "Well, you better hope the juice works." So I go to the drugstore, I pick up my list of items, I walk up to the counter, I set them down at the cash register, and a little girl working the cash register looks around, and she looks at me and she goes, "Oh my God, you're Bill Engvall." And then she looked down. And I said, "See? Even I get sent to the store to buy stuff for other people." Yeah, not smart, but quick. So the day before my procedure, I start this little process of drinking this nasty liquid, and let me just say this. It works. Oh my God. You would not believe what came out of me. I found a Louisiana license plate. A Super Bowl I'd lost when I was 7. One of those little plastic monkeys that hangs on the side of a Mai Tai glass. I could not believe how many times you go to the bathroom. I mean, for 24 hours, you don't lose sight of that bathroom door. Because the way this stuff works is not like this. You don't stand around going, I think I have to go to the bathroom. It's more like, oh my God. At one point, my son started walking towards the bathroom door and I am screaming, not today. Tree in the yard for you, my man.